This is Al Simpson. Past history aside, liberals still actually do believe that more government spending will turn our economy around. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, all past experience only shows us that sharp increases in spending will only balloon the federal deficit, double the pressure to raise more taxes, and does not a thing to stimulate business investment to create permanent private sector jobs. Remember those? Ted, any increase in spending comes at the expense of taxpayers who foot the bills for everything this government does. More spending only bloats government while weakening the business community's ability to expand, create jobs, and earn incomes. And you talk about voodoo economics. Well, somebody has to keep those flawed, endangered economic witch doctors in business, and Democrats are just the gullible bunch to do it. When something works, you should always stick with it. But when something doesn't work, the Democrats always seem to stick with it.
Al, one of the faults of Democrats is sometimes trying to do too much, but that's better than the Republican fault of doing too little. You can't hang a sign on the White House saying, "Gone fishing." That's what happened the past 4 years. It's one of the reasons you lost the election. You're wrong about history, Al. The right kind of job-creating additional spending can be an effective economic stimulus to end a recession. So can the right kind of tax cut. The best answer is, use them both. One reason the administration failed the test of economic leadership is you let yourselves be hamstrung by your anti-government ideology. The Bush administration foolishly did nothing while the economy kept sinking into recession. We're all for free enterprise, Al, but sometimes government has to step in and fix the flat tire. Bill Clinton understands that, Al. George Bush didn't, and that made all the difference in the election. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.